When crazy people do crazy shit, we'll tell you about it first. This is True Crime Today from the Dark Side Up.
Today's story isn't so much a story of crazy people, but much more a story of watch where you keep your things. Especially those that legally have the ability to use cannabis, marijuana. Because some of those things, say gummies, for example, may resemble children's Easter candy, as one father found out in Ohio after his daughter allegedly brought edibles to school thinking just that. The story comes to us from ABC 6 in Columbus, Ohio. A man is facing charges after his 10-year-old daughter reportedly took his marijuana edibles to Windmeyer Elementary School and shared them with others. Kind thing to do, right? I have candy. Who wants some? The child's father, 43-year-old Scott C. McCare, has been charged with endangering children, possession of a controlled substance, and obstructing official business. Upper Arlington police say on Friday, five students from the Upper Arlington Elementary School were hospitalized after a student brought illegal drugs to school and then shared them. The students were taken to Nationwide Children's Hospital after consuming a non-school food item during lunch. Call it that. According to court documents, the daughter found 5 50-milligram THC edibles in a glass jar in the family's kitchen cabinet and placed them in her school lunch, mistaking them for leftover Easter candy. All five students showed signs of impairment, nausea, hallucinations, and elevated heart rates, documents said. McCare told officials that he had purchased the gummies in Colorado in 2018 and uses them for a medical condition. On Thursday, April 21st, he took them while intoxicated and fell asleep. When he woke up, he placed them in the kitchen cabinet and went to work. He usually keeps them upstairs in his room, documents said. Court documents stated after McCare found out about the students being transported to the hospital, he came home and told detectives to wait outside. He then disposed of the remaining edibles down the garbage disposal. Oh, Scott, that's called tampering with evidence. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any episodes of True Crime Today from the Dark Side Of. And good luck out there.